Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Blackhawks Talk Podcast. I am Pat Boyle, joined by Nick Gismondi for this episode. And we are joined by two-time Stanley Cup champion Dave Bowlen. We discuss some of the biggest moments that he had during those two championship runs. Which player did he enjoy getting under the skin of the most? Which Blackhawk was the most underrated on the 2010 team? And who gave him the nickname The Rat? It's all coming up with Dave Bowlen on the Blackhawks Talk Podcast.
Born in the Rockies, Coors Light is lagered cold for a crisp, clean taste. Filtered cold to ensure clarity and brightness, and packaged cold for peak refreshment, because those who thirst for more deserve the world's most refreshing beer.
All right, Dave, well, let's just start off with, the obvious question. How are you dealing with these uncertain times right now?
For the last 3 years, I've been on long-term IR, so I've just been doing this for the last 3 years, basically hanging out at home, relaxing on my couch. And, well, I'd get out and play golf, and I'd do a few other things. But I've been doing this for the last 3.5 years, so I think I've been ready for it.
I did notice you were in Vancouver a little over a week ago. We all know, you know, that's pretty much a hot zone for the COVID-19. You've had plenty of run-ins with Canuck fans over the years. What's it like for Dave Bowlen to walk around Vancouver?
Nobody really notices me around Vancouver, but when I was stuck on the tarmac after being there, we were stuck there for about an hour and a bit, and I was just scrolling through Twitter, and I just kind of thought, hey, what funny, how funny would it be if I just threw a few words out there and see what Vancouver fans would bite on it, and a few of them bit on it. And it's fun to interact with fans, and it's always good to talk and have some fun banter back and forth.
Yeah, I think it's the one thing for me that's fun about sport is when you do kind of develop those rivalries and they can carry over a little bit. Would you say that the back and forth with Vancouver is your favorite, maybe most prominent banter rivalry with an opposing team?
Oh, for sure. It's got to be. We had some heated rivals against Vancouver, and we had some great games against them. And I don't think you'll ever see a rivalry like that ever again in the NHL.
You would get under guys' skin quite a bit. Is there one player in particular, whether it was a Canuck during, you know, one of those three times you faced him in consecutive years in the playoffs, or even another player on another team during the two cup runs that you really enjoyed agitating?
I don't think I really had a fun enjoy. It was just always a great time, a great task. And I knew I always had to be ready to go up against the top players like the Sedin twins and the Joe Thorntons and a few other players that I was lined up against. It was great just to get to have a role like that and to make sure that, hey, if I'm not ready for this game, we could be in one pretty quick here, because there's some good players to go up against, and I knew I had to be ready, and I had to go out there and do my job against some of these top guys.
We've been rebroadcasting a lot of the Hawks classics from 2010, and we had the Game 5 come from behind win over Nashville on NBC Sports Chicago. You, of course, assisted on Hossa's game-winning goal. Did you take us through, like, the penalty kill in overtime and your role in that game winner? Have you seen it recently?
Yeah, I think I just did a little skit on it there, a little 20-second skit on how the goal kind of went down. I'm just trying to remember. It's crazy how it's been 10 years now going on and trying to remember some of these goals and some of these games. It's a little tough, but I remember Host was in the box for I think it was 5 minutes he was in there for.
Yeah, or, 5 minutes and
right, like he had a 5 minute 40 right
in overtime.
Yeah, so he was in there for a while, and I know he was a little bit worried, and I know if I was in that box for that long, I'd be worried too. But Mads, myself, and a few of the other guys that were apparently Kalen Fries and I think we all did a great job of killing the penalty and making sure Nashville didn't put it in the back of our net. But I'm just trying to think. I think it was Jalmerson or someone who gave it to me behind the net there in overtime. And I came behind the net and was coming up the boards, and I banked it off the boards for Soaps. And Soaps took a one-timer. I'm not sure if it was directed at Host, but it was on the net, and Host was just sitting aside, and Host just had to tap it in. It was great to see Host get that goal and to finish it off.
Did you feel that Game 5 win was one of the most important of all the games you guys had over those two cup-winning teams? I mean, everyone points to, like, cup clinchers or series clinchers, but, like, that game could have changed everything for this franchise if you guys go down 3-2.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was a huge, huge, huge moment for us in that playoffs. We had a tough time against Nashville. They're a great team, and they played us hard. And we always, during the season, we had a tough time with them. I think that was kind of our turnaround game of that playoffs that hey, this isn't going to be easy. This is going to be tough, and we got to be ready for every game coming next.
Was that the mentality going into that game? I mean, I remember that run by you guys, you know, vividly. I was actually living out in Los Angeles at the time, so was paying close attention to what you guys were up to. But I felt like there was a lot of you could see when that game started, just the intensity that was there. And I feel like you guys knew right from the very beginning that it was a massive turning point. I mean, was that discussion had before you guys even took the ice that game?
I think we knew. We all knew that, hey, if this goes one way, we got ourselves in a little bit of trouble here. But we knew if we came out of there with a win that we'd be on forward, and we wouldn't have to be a step behind, and we don't have to worry about going back to Nashville and finishing. But I think Nashville was one of our toughest opponents in that playoff.
We had some fun with a debate on social media the other night, and the topic was, who's the most underrated player on the 2010 team? So we had you, we had Sopel, Madden, and Kopechki as possible choices. Who would you say was the most underrated on that 2010 team?
I would have to say, I'd have to say Antti Niemi.
Okay.
I think Antti was coming in. He was our, QA was our number one, but I think things kind of flip-flop there. But Antti came from behind, and he stood on his head and helped us out for that run. He was unbelievable for us in the playoffs. Crystal ball was as well. But we had some great duo goaltending there, but I think Antti was our underrated. I think he was the most underrated.
Fair enough. Who gave you the nickname the Rat?
That came from Andrew Ladd. I forget where we were. I think we were playing San Jose or someone. And I think one of the reporters went up to Ladd and said, what kind of player, what's something about bulls? And I think Laddie just said, yeah, he's like a rat. And they kind of stuck with it. And it's not the one you kind of want to have, but it was pretty fun. So. It's the Rat, yeah.
Any other nickname before the Rat? What did the boys on the Knights call you when you were with London?
Just Bully. Bully. I know Egan used to call me Greyhound. because I was pretty skinny.
Obviously, 2013 Game 6 against Boston will go down as the biggest goal of your career. Clarified for those who haven't heard, you know, when you drop your gloves and your stick, it's explain why that happened. You didn't think the game was over, right?
No, I knew the game wasn't over. But when I scored there, I think it was Johnny Boychuk that was in front there. He sort of came down and tried to sauce me, but the puck was in the back of the net, unfortunately, after. And he had my arms in that connected to his leg and wasn't letting go. So I just said, screw it. I scored. I wanted to celebrate. So I just let go of my hands, my gloves and sticks, and just let it all go, and was celebrating with Krugs and Pro and Johnny O'Doey, whoever was on the ice. But just wanted to celebrate and get off and make sure everything was done.
What was one more shift like for you?
The one more shift was awesome. It's probably one of the most special things to do. And I don't think other teams are, I know when guys get their jerseys retired, I know my jersey wasn't getting retired in Chicago, but to have one more shift and to go back to the United Center and just see the crowd go crazy and that, it's just incredible. Something that the Hawks do that no other team does around the NHL, that just kind of gives guys like myself and guys that weren't, their names don't go up in the rafters, but that helped the teams and did their jobs, just to give them a little bit of a, hey, like, thank you. So I thank Rocky and John and Jay and Stan and all those guys for letting me come back and to do that and to have fun with that. It was incredible just to hear the fans roar and to see the fans, and just to come back in the building again was pretty touchy and pretty sweet.
Dave, I'm the new guy this year for the Blackhawks, but I figured out real quickly the relationship between that organization and the community. And I think even now with what's going on, you're sort of seeing that. But from a player's perspective, can you put it into words just how much that symbiosis between community and organization is and just how important it is to both parties?
It's huge between team and community. The fans give back to us, and to give back to the fans is great too. You can see what's going on with Taser, with the coronavirus that's going on. He's helping out, and with the Hawks and the Bulls and everything that's going on is huge. And for them two to come together is a huge thing. It's a big thing for that. But just the community aspect of even us, I love giving back to Chicago and to Chicago fans. They gave so much to us, and they were always behind us in playoff games and hockey games. And they're always great to me whenever I'm out and about Chicago. And they always come up and say hi and thanks and everything. And just to give back and to do anything for the Chicago fans is something that I want to do and would love to do for the Hawks.
Well, Hawks fans identified with the way you played, Dave. I mean, you left it all out on the ice, and that's what they appreciate the most. And I know you're getting your body right now, and you'll make your way back to Chicago when the 2010 team is honored like it should. And unfortunately, that got postponed. What else is next for you? Have you thought about the next chapter much?
I'm hoping to come back to Chicago and do something with the Hawks and work for the Hawks. When my ankle and back and stuff like that kind of happened about 3 years ago, I knew I was still going to get my contract and get paid, but I kind of reached out to Pete Hassan and that and John and said I'd love to come back and do anything, work for the Hawks. I was kind of hoping my whole career would be with the Hawks. I was kind of upset, but that's just the way the business goes in hockey, and you get traded, and that's just the way it is. But my love and heart has been for Chicago, and I miss Chicago every day, just being back there. So I'm hoping to come back there once everything clears up here, and hopefully everything does clear up here pretty quick. But I hope they come back there and do something for the Hawks and give back to the communities and to the fans for what they did for us.
Well, that's awesome, Dave. We look forward to you coming back to the Blackhawks family down the road. Thanks for joining us on this podcast, and we'll talk to you later.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Episode. We thank Nick Pismondi for joining us as well. Stay safe out there, everybody, and we'll talk to you down the road on the Blackhawks Talk Podcast.